A coalition of immigrant advocacy groups is alleging neglectful conduct by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and private prison company Geo Group at the Immigrant Detention Center in Adelanto, leading to three separate incidents that they say harm detainees inside the facility. The groups are calling for Adelanto to be shut down, while ICE denies any neglect and maintains that it's following all proper guidelines.
We call for ICE to release all immigrants inside Adelanto.
That's Lisbeth Abelin, Deportation Defense Programs Manager at the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice, part of the shutdown Adelanto coalition of advocacy groups calling for the release of all detainees there. There are three separate but related incidents that have heightened the shutdown Adelanto coalition's calls for immigrant detainees at the facility to be released. We'll start with Martin Vargas Arellano, an immigrant from Mexico who was detained inside Adelanto for approximately 2 years before his death earlier this month. Vargas Arellano had multiple health conditions that made him vulnerable to COVID-19. He contracted the virus in December 2020 and never fully recovered. He suffered a stroke on March 3rd and was released from ICE custody 2 days later. He then died on March 8th.
I believe they deliberately misled me.
That's Margaret Hellerstein, who represented Vargas Arellano. She says weeks went by before she found out he had died. ICE never told her.
I just keep coming back to the fact that I was on the phone with the deportation officer on March 15th. Begging for information about where Martin could have gone, worried that he was wandering the streets, and meanwhile he had been dead for a week. And I don't know who knew what and when, but that should not have happened.
Hellerstein says this failure to notify her and the fact that they released him while he was so sick amounts to an attempted cover-up on ICE's part. ICE declined to comment on this case, citing pending litigation. The second incident involving ICE detainees in Adelanto has to do with an outbreak of H. pylori, a bacterial infection which can cause stomach ulcers, gastritis, and stomach cancer. Lisbeth Abelin says the shutdown Adelanto coalition is alleging that unsanitary water conditions inside the facility is spreading H. pylori to detainees.
We have at least three reports confirmed, but we have recorded a history of this H. pylori infection throughout the year. So it's very disturbing, and this is all due to the unsanitary conditions.
In response to this allegation, an ICE official told KVCR that the agency, quote, is committed to ensuring detainees are treated humanely, protected from harm, provided appropriate medical care, and receive the rights and protections to which they are entitled. Detention standards further protect detainees by maintaining high facility standards of cleanliness, practices for safety and security, and policies and procedures for grievances. Furthermore, the official said a recent, quote, facility inspection conducted independently by the Office of Detention Oversight noted zero deficiencies for safety or care, end quote. Margaret Hellerstein, though, has issues with that facility inspection.
The ICE Office of Professional Responsibility Office of Detention Oversight is not an independent organization. It is an organization under ICE. So it seems a little bit disingenuous to say that ICE conducted a review of ICE's own facility and determined it was fine. To me, that is like saying, you know, the prison guards reported that the prison was perfectly fine.
Also, Hellerstein says the inspection was remote and the Office of Detention Oversight spoke to only 12 detainees out of hundreds.
The fact that they talked to 12 detainees out of, at that time, I don't know how many, but hundreds, and it wasn't an on-site inspection, to me, that is disingenuous at best.
Medical records obtained by KBCR confirmed that at least one detainee inside Adelanto contracted H. pylori after the ODO conducted its inspection in September. Lastly, there's the report from the Environmental Protection Agency that concluded that Geo Group, the company that operates the Adelanto facility, improperly administered the chemical disinfectant HDQ Neutral without proper ventilation to detainees several times a day. The EPA based its reports on interviews with Geo staff and detainees and found that staff and detainees were instructed to use HDQ Neutral as often as every 30 minutes and at twice the concentration allowed for disinfectant use. In an emailed statement, a Geo Group spokesperson said that HDQ was used at Adelanto, quote, always in accordance with the manufacturer's guidelines over a period of nearly 10 years. The statement goes on to say that during this time, quote, there was no indication of confirmed medical claims associated with the use of HDQ Neutral. HDQ Neutral is also widely used in hospitals, nursing homes, youth centers, and colleges and universities. At the present time, a product other than HDQ is being utilized at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center, end quote. For the shutdown Adelanto coalition, the EPA warning adds more fuel to their call for all detainees in the facility to be released. After a court order forced ICE and Geo to reduce the population of Adelanto significantly due to COVID-19, Lisbeth Abelin hopes the remaining detainees will be released as well.
There's a really good opportunity for those folks that are remaining to be released because no one should be held under those conditions.
The Adelanto facility has seen 270 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of March 21st. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.